Pope Francis has made news many times for his outgoing and friendly nature and for statements suggesting he has more liberal attitudes than his predecessors and could be a different kind of pope presiding over a different kind of Catholic church. But is he really? Ahead of the Pope's visit to Philadelphia, we turn to Catholic writer and commentator Austin Ivory, author of a biography of Pope Francis called The Great Reformer, Francis and the Making of a Radical Pope. Austin, thanks for speaking with us.
Nice to be with you, Brad.
So what do you mean when you say Francis is a radical pope?
Well, he's a radical in the sense that he belongs to a tradition of Catholic reform, going back to his hero, St. Francis of Assisi, which is all about focusing the Church on its essential mission, which is to offer the saving love of Jesus Christ to the world. But importantly, without the distractions or the obstacles of wealth, power, status, and that kind of thing. So he's radical in the sense that there's a focus and a simplicity in what he's doing and in what he wants the Church to do. And he's unafraid to challenge interests which oppose that.
He's not the first reform-minded pope, but he is different from the last few that we've seen, correct?
Well, I think, you know, the tradition of Catholic reform is occasionally you will get a pope who comes along, who comes from outside the existing structures. These are prophetic figures who are often quite critical of the way things are done, and they get given the keys of St. Peter. And this is really what happened in the case of Jorge Mario Bergoglio, is that, you know, he was very much somebody who didn't like to be in Rome. He wasn't part of the Vatican structure. He was a bishop in Buenos Aires in Argentina, but he was seen as the man who was capable of reforming the Vatican and making the Church more missionary in a moment, let's face it, of crisis for the Catholic Church. So I believe he's a great reformer, not just because of that, but because he has incredible leadership abilities. He's an extraordinarily capable governor, a fearless leader who knows how to get things done. And he's already, in the very short time he's been in the pontificate, put in place reforms which I think actually are going to have a lasting impact on the Church for many years to come, even though this will be a short papacy, as he himself says, for reasons, of course, of his age. That doesn't mean that it won't have a profound effect. There have been short papacies in the past which have also had a very far-reaching effect. The real revolution of this pope is he's put mission and mercy right at the forefront of what of the Church's offer to the world. And what's happening is in his gestures, in his words, in the things that he said and done, he is modeling, of course, Jesus. And that is disconcerting for a lot of people. But it's awakening also a memory, I think, in contemporary Western society, you know, of that people are recognizing that. That unconditional love which Jesus had is what they see in this pope. And they really believe it. There's an integrity there. There's a warmth and a lovingness in him, which I think people are responding to.
The Pope grew up in Argentina at an interesting time. He's a Jesuit. How does his background influence his religious leadership?
Well, he's always been, from the very beginning, a natural leader. That was spotted early on in him when he was a Jesuit. He was only 36 when he was made the head of the Jesuits in Argentina at a time of crisis. And as I found in my biography, actually at particular moments in his life when institutions are in crisis, he somehow always gets, you know, given a leadership position, almost coming out of nowhere. I mean, he is naturally a very reticent person. People are surprised by this, but he's naturally introverted. He's not naturally gregarious, and yet steps forward at moments of crisis because he does, people have recognized in him, a formidable intelligence, an enormous capacity for leadership, real leadership skills, and a vision. I mean, he is really a visionary. He himself was born of immigrant parents. His grandparents emigrated with his father in 1929. You know, they came from the north of Italy. They went to Buenos Aires. They could, frankly, have easily have come to Chicago or New York or indeed Philadelphia. He's part of the same background, really, that most Americans share. And I think when he comes here, I think people are going to be very struck by the fact, you know, sure, he's a Latin American, but, you know, he's firstly the first pope born in the New World. And he will understand and relate to the background of most Americans. He grew up in a well-educated but poor background, and he's never lost those roots. He's always avoided pretension of any sort. He's always wanted to be with the people rather than, you know, with the wealthy and the intellectuals. And I think that's a conscious choice that he thinks Jesus made, and he emulates that. And so his leadership has always been exerted on behalf of the least, on behalf of the excluded, and that's where he's also rooting the papacy.
Austin Ivory is author of The Great Reformer, Francis and the Making of a Radical Pope. Thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thanks very much.